Hi, this is Rabbi Ari Spiegler with the Zman Kilala Kol podcast. God willing, this Shabbos, we'll be reading from Parshat Emor. And toward the end of Parshat Emor, we have a few psukim that discuss the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread, in the Mishkan and later on in the Mikdash. The psukim explain how to make the Lechem HaPanim, how much Lechem HaPanim to make, so on. We learn that we need to have the Lechem HaPanim on the Shulchan, on the table in the Mishkan and later the Mikdash at all times, right? So the Mishnayot tell us how they would switch the racks of bread on Shabbat very carefully as to make sure that there was always bread on that table at every single point. Anyway, there is an interesting Gemara Masechet Chagiga Desandav Chavav Amabet that tells us that the Kohanim used to make the Shulchan and the Lechem HaPanim visible for the Olei Regalim, those coming to Yerushalayim, to the Mikdash, on the pilgrimage festivals, on Pesach, Shavuot, and Sukkot. Says the Gemara, Ela Milamed Shemagbin Oto, they would lift up the Shulchan, Umarin Bo Olei Regalim Lechem HaPanim, they would show the Olei Regalim, the Lechem HaPanim, the showbread, Ve'omrim Lahem, and then they would say to these people, Re'u Chibarchem Lefnei HaMakom, look how beloved you are before Hashem. Siluko kesiduro. Why is it that you're so beloved? Because the showbread is the same when it is removed as it is when it's first placed on the Shulchan. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi tells us that neis gadol naasa belechem hapanim. There was a great miracle that took place with the showbread. Kesiduro kach siluko. That it was the same when it was removed as it was when it was first placed on the Shulchan. Apparently there was this great miracle that even though the bread had been baked on Friday and placed on the Shulchan on Shabbat, then it sat there for an entire week. Nevertheless, the bread was still warm as if it had been placed on the Shulchan on that very day. That's what the Gemara tells us. Now, the Sfat Emet asks how, you know, this is a beautiful miracle, 100%, and it's really, you know, amazing. I'm sure they were very, very impressed. But why does that specifically show us Chibarchem Lefnei HaMakom? The Kohanim would tell them, look how beloved you are in the eyes of Hashem, because the bread is still fresh. Why does that show how beloved we truly are to Hashem? It's definitely a miracle. But how do we see that we're so special and that we're so beloved in the eyes of Hashem? V'yesh la'avin ma chiba yesh b'nesa. Right, it's certainly a miracle, but where's the chiba? Where do we see that we're so beloved? Says the Sfat Emet, aval haremez hayel odia shebavodah b'nei Yisrael b'mikdash himshichu chayim u'bracha le'olam. Says the Sfat Emet that we were trying to impart a message to the Jewish people. We wanted them to know that they need to understand that the avodah in the Beit HaMikdash, the service in the Mishkan and later on in the Mikdash, himshichu chayim brucha le'olam. It was able to draw, it was able to bring life and blessing into this world. And he goes on to discuss various Kabbalistic concepts, but he says, ukfi hachana v'sidur shesidru b'nei Yisrael, ukfi rov hitla avut shalahem, based off of, or related to, the amount of passion, the amount of excitement that the Bnei Yisrael put into their avodah, the amount of preparation that they did before this avodah, kach haya yared ba'ofen u'beseder hazeh hashefa min hashamayim. The more that they put in, the more that they prepared down here for that avodah, the more they would receive in response to that avodah. V'zeh hachiba sher ulahem. And this was the great beloved nature that they were trying to illustrate to them by showing them the lechem ha'panim. This is what they were trying to show them. Shekfi hasidur v'itra'uta dilatata. That based on how they placed down the showbread when, you know, it first happened, like we said, baked on Friday, placed down on Shabbos, based off of the way they felt, the excitement, the passion at that time, kach ba achar kach hashefa b'seder zeh. So too, they would get a similar response from Hashem. That which they invested into their service is what they got back in terms of chayim and bracha, life and blessing. That's what the Sfat Emet understands is the great chiba, the great beloved nature of this miracle. If they had the proper attitude, if they were excited, if they were impassioned when they did this mitzvah, even something which seems so maybe insignificant, placing bread on a table, but if they felt that passion, if they felt that excitement, and that's how they performed the mitzvah, if there was warmth, if there was freshness, then they would get that back in response. And that's what they're showing the Olei Regalim, with the proper attitude, with the proper excitement. You know, if we recognize what we could do down here, then we will get the same response from above. And the Lechem HaPanim, the freshness of the Lechem HaPanim, was merely showing them this greater lesson of our Avodat Hashem in general, the Avodah and the Beit HaMikdash in specific. The Olei Regalim needed to have that very same attitude, that they were instrumental to some extent extent in the execution of the miracle. It showed us how much Hashem loves us by allowing us to influence whether or not this miracle in specific would take place and many other miracles as well. Fascinating. The very next episode in Parshat Amor deals with an unfortunate story of the Mikalel, the person who commits blasphemy. He curses the name of Hashem, the son of an Egyptian father and a Jewish mother. He gets into a fight and he utters a curse against the name of Hashem. Now, the Torah begins the story specifically with the words, Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelit, that the son of a Jewish mother went out. And Rashi quotes the Midrash that asks, where exactly did he go out from? And there's a machloket, but one opinion, that of Rabbi Berachia, suggests that he went out from the previous Parsha. What was the previous Parsha? Like we were just saying, we were dealing with the Lechem HaPanim. So, what's the story here? The Mikalel, he reasoned to himself that a human king would make sure to eat warm bread every single day, and he would never eat cold bread. So how then could Hashem eat cold bread every day of the week? Because again, remember, it's baked fresh on Friday, placed on the table on Shabbat, but then it sits there all week. So he got very, very upset about this, and he ends up, right, we always point out how silly this is, he's trying to defend the kavod, the honor of Hashem, and how does, what ends up happening when he gets into his fight? He ends up cursing the name of Hashem. But in theory, the argument breaks out because of this, because he couldn't believe that we would present old bread before Hashem. Asks the Imrei Emet, who is the grandson of the Sfan Emet. He doesn't understand why this Mikalil gets so upset based off the Gemara that we saw in Misach Chagiga. Didn't he know that whenever the people would look at the Lechem HaPanim, that it always looked like it was hot and like it was fresh? The bread was hot even on the last day, even the day that they would remove it. Umash al harasha. So why was he getting so worked up? Why was he upset? There's no stale bread. The miracle is that it remains fresh. It stays warm the entire time. He says, Muchrach mizeh shelo kol echad hirgish hachamimut. That maybe not everyone could appreciate that the bread remained warm, that the bread remained fresh. Virak kefi mashaita chamimut etzel kol echad bitochan. It's only if they looked at it with warmth in their own hearts that they would see that the bread was still warm. Kach haya margish, v'harasha hazeh lo irgish. And it must be that this rasha, this wicked person who ends up committing blasphemy, so he didn't have warmth. He didn't have that excitement. He didn't have that passion when he looked at the mitzvah. He was unimpressed. And therefore, what did he see? Something which was not impressive. Hamigadev haita ben bo krirut. He had inside of him a coldness. Tzinun, again, a chill, something which would allow bread to become stale, not to keep it fresh, not to keep it warm. The opposite. He was damaged on the inside. There was something deficient within him. He didn't have the desire to see fresh bread. And that's why he didn't see warm bread. And that's why he didn't feel it. He saw cold bread. He saw stale bread. But if he had a different attitude altogether, like we said, if he had that excitement, if he had that passion, then maybe he would have seen warm bread. The Imrei Emet is telling us, again, it's a matter of perspective. Just like his grandfather said, what was the whole message of Ru'uchi Barchan Lifnei HaMakom? Why is it that the Jewish people were supposed to feel so beloved when they would see that the bread was still fresh? Again, because whatever we put into it, right? If we had the excitement, if we had the passion, but perhaps even more, if we had the perspective to see warm bread, then we would see warm bread. It was a matter of what we wanted to see. The Olei Regalim, they would only see fresh bread if they had that warmth in their heart. Not just that the Kohanim who were putting it down, that they had to have the excitement, they had to have the passion, they had to have the proper Kavanot. But even the people who were looking at it after the fact, they had to want to see fresh bread. They had to want to see that hot bread. If they didn't, then maybe they wouldn't. Someone who was a cynic, someone who didn't have a warm heart, they wouldn't see fresh bread, just like that Mikalil. He couldn't see that Hashem really does have fresh bread because he didn't have that proper perspective. Unfortunately, it didn't work out too favorably for him. But that's the concern. Remember, the Sfat Emet is teaching us, the lesson is, whatever you put in is what you take out. If you put in a perspective that you want to see warmth and you want to see freshness, then that is what you will see. If you come to the table with a negative attitude, if you come to the table as a cynic, then you will get a response that is negative and that is cynical. What we learn from this miracle, the Lechem HaPanim, like the Sfat Emet, like the Imrei Emet, is the importance of maintaining a proper perspective. We have to remember, whatever we put into our Avodah Hashem, whatever we put into our service of God, is what we are going to get out. If we go into it with freshness and excitement, then that's the response we're going to get. We're going to feel like the mitzvot and our tefillot and our chesed are fresh and exciting. If we come to it as something which is a drag, something which is a burden, something which is old and antiquated, so then that's what we're going to feel like as well. We have to make sure that we go into it with preparation. We go into it with excitement. We go into it to see something which is warm and fresh, and then we will get that back. But if we don't, if we approach things without warmth in our hearts, then we're not going to see any warmth. We're not going to see freshness. We're not going to see excitement. It's all about what we put into it and the perspective that we bring to the table. If we approach things with warmth of our hearts, we can be part of the miracle of making them warm, of making them good, of making them fresh. But if we're negative, if we're cynical, if we don't allow ourselves to see the good, then we won't be able to. It's such an important message when it comes to our Avodat Hashem. But as always, we like to point out, and even though Lag BaOmer, God willing, is this week, and for many of us, that means the morning practices of this period of time will end. Nevertheless, the Gemara Masachah Yevamot tells us that it's specifically Bein Pesach, not the Lag BaOmer, but Bein Pesach LaAseret, between Pesach and Shavuot. It was a time where the students of Rabbi Akiva passed away, Shlo Nagu Kavod Zelazel, because they didn't give each other proper respect. Why is it sometimes that we don't give each other proper respect? Perhaps it's this very same mistake. We approach people as, cynics, and we approach people with negative attitudes and preconceived notions. And we want to see that they're not nice, and we want to see that they're not good, and we want to see that they don't live up to our expectations. And sure enough, when we go and we view people in that way, what do we find? Exactly what we suspected. But when we go with a certain level of positivity, of understanding, of warmth, of excitement, of passion, if we approach people in that way, then we will see the good. And that's exactly what the Sfat Emet and the Imrei Emet are telling us. That's the great miracle of the Lechem HaPanim. That was the mistake of the Mikalil. So let's make sure when it comes to our Avodat Hashem, when it comes to any situation or person or people, let's make sure we go with the proper attitude, the proper perspective, the proper excitement, and we will always be able to find the good inside. What we put into it, the perspective that we come to the table with, is exactly what we will see come back. And this, says the Gemara, is the great chiba, the great beloved nature of the Jewish people, that Hashem says, what you put in, you will take out. If it's good, you'll see good. If it's not, then lo aleinu, you won't see good. Let's learn from the Lechem HaPanim. Let's learn from the mistake of Mikalil, and really take advantage of this great chiba, this great beloved nature that we have before the eyes of Hashem, and we should recognize that what we put in is what we will take out. Shabbat Shalom.